Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I cannot believe reports are, CBN News is reporting right this moment that Islamic State terrorists are torturing and burying children alive in Iraq right now, according to reports of the United Nations. The UN says that ISIS is systematically killing, torturing, and raping children and families from the Yazidi. Remember the Yazidi and the Christian community and the UN committee and the right of the children to have received any care. They're beheading and crucifying the children alive.
Wow.
There's no other name for this other than evil. This is just outright evil. And the answer for evil is good.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. King says, you know, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. But Jesus said, you are the light of the world. There's not going to be any light. There's not going to be any light at all if, in fact, we as believers don't begin to let the light of God shine in our lives.
That's right.
How can we sit silently abide? You know, you think, well, why in the world would you even show that Jordanian pilot, you know, in dying the way he did? Because children are dying that way every day under this ISIS, this evil, evil plight coming across the land. And it's for us, the church. He says, listen, he said, you are the light of the world. He says, darkness will be over you. Gross darkness will be over your head. He says, let your light shine in darkness so that people will be able to see you and see what you're doing and give praise to God. He says, Jesus said, when I'm in the world, he says what he said about himself. He says, I am the light of the world. But when he left, he made you as a Christian to be the light of the world.
That's right.
And so we have to stand. It's not about some political thing. Forget about all that. It's about us standing up and saying, listen, this is what God says about this. That's not God that would behead a child, that would crucify a child, that bury children alive. I mean, this is. And by the way, if you read about hell and what hell is like, the best way you can look at what hell is like is look at the hell that's all over radical Islam and how they're treating individuals, beheading, crucifying, raping, burning alive. Well, look what Jesus says about hell. Hell is a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a lake of fire. And it's a fire that doesn't go out. It continually just the torment and the torture of that. So when you see somebody who is treating people that way, that's hell. That is satanic.
Demonic.
It's demonic. And the only word for it is the evil of the evil thing. And the thing about this is the fact that it's being done in the name of a God. Well, that is not God whose son is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people that sat back and just quietly just said, you know, I'm not going to say nothing because it's like, you know, if you are a Muslim and you say that you don't believe in that, you need to grab a mic.
And according to Bridget Garriot, who says there's 1.5, 1.8 billion Muslims, in the face of the world, only 15% are radicalized, which is about 330-some-odd million.
Which is the population of America.
Right. But the other 800 million that are not, why are they not raising their voices and saying that is evil, that is wrong, I don't stand for that?
And what she also talked about, we have this available for you, hope it's a related link to this when they do post it up, but that the majority has always been irrelevant.
Mm.
People go, look how big that majority is, and it's like, no. What's relevant is the percentage that's doing something.
That's right.
The quiet, silent majority never. They're not relevant. They're totally irrelevant. But it takes just two pilots to fly two planes in the Twin Towers to change America forever.
Yeah.
Well, if you have 300 million based on Bridget
Gabrielle,
I mean, that's a population of America. That's a serious issue, a serious problem. And so we need to stand up, and every American, no matter what their faith is or whatever, we got to stand up and say we're gonna e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. In the church, we got to stand up and we got to understand this is founded on Judeo-Christian values. America was, and that God is the God. All of our rights come from God, not Muhammad's God, but the Christian God. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you can read the Word of God. You can see the Ten Commandments. It's without any kind of question whatsoever that that's who we come from. The question is, are we going to stay there, go back there, or are we going to leave there? And if we'll stand up and position ourselves like we talked about Jehoshaphat, I mean, this is evil. I mean, think about what's taking place right now. As we're speaking, according to CBN News, and the United Nations actually is saying this, according to CBN News, that they're burying children alive. Mm. And this is what Jesus says in Matthew 24, 25. He says, you know, when this was happening to me, you didn't even do anything. You know, when I was sick, when I was hungry, when I was in prison, when I needed water. And some people come to they're going to say, when did we see you buried alive? When did we see you burned alive? When did we see you crucified? When did we see you beheaded? And I'm not saying that everybody this is happening to is a Christian or not, or the body of Christ or not, but there are. The Yazidis potentially, or Christians over there as well, being persecuted.
Human beings.
Human beings, exactly. And they're going to say, he's going to say, whatever you didn't do for the least of these of mine, you didn't do for me. It matters that we react. It matters that we stand up for them and say, listen, and this is the question you have to ask yourself. Where's Congress? Where's the Senate? Where's the president? Where is the chief of Navy operations? Where is our military? You know, what are we doing right now? Why these people are being murdered and burned alive and crucified and beheaded and put into... We've got to wake up. And church, let me tell you something. Supposedly, there is a large percentage of believers. I don't know what the number, 100,000. I don't know how many the percentage of believers, Christians, profess to be Christians in America. It's the majority. Yeah. It is the majority. And if we'll stand up and begin to say, you know, I'm going to stand up for God. I'm going to stand up for the country in that order, for God first. Understanding what does that mean, you know, begin to be his disciple and find out his ways and stand up. God will respond. But this is major. This is a world crisis. And the world, if you'll go back and listen, we have an entire series on organizers of darkness versus organizer of the day. And the world is being organized. Mm. We have community organizer mindsets. Community organizer mindset. Thank you. Mindsets that they're organizing the world. They've got the tactics down so well. They're using these tactics right now to be able to organize the world. Mm. I mean, it just looks like Alinsky 101. It looks like rules for radicals taking place right now across the world. And you look at what's going on. If you look at our current president, he was mentored by Saul Alinsky. The reports are, according, I believe, the Chicago Tribune, you can look at the backside of the book, Rules for Radicals, but it talks about, you know, he was mentored in the ways of Saul Alinsky. This book, Rules for Radicals, is dedicated, by the way, to Lucifer, the first one who used these tactics and got his own kingdom. And the other one who, and there's many, but just the other one that you may be familiar with, is also a daughter of Saul Alinsky, meaning that was mentored by Saul Alinsky, is Hillary Rodham Clinton, mm-hmm. the former Secretary of State, the wife of President Bill Clinton. She wrote her whole thesis, which I have on my desk, that she wrote it based on these organizing tactics. I have a letter that she wrote to Saul Alinsky when he was out of the country that she wanted to get. I mean, they are mentored. Whether, you know, these tactics, if they're used for evil and how they work, there's like 13 basic tactics that's talked about. You match that with the Clower-Piven model, and it's like, we're being organized. The whole world is being organized right now. But I got good news for you that our God's greater than this. Every time the enemy starts to conspire, and every time the devil begins to do things, and every time, you know, people that are held captive do as well. When God's people rise up and say, you know what, God, we've sinned. You know, there's no other thing to it. Lord, we've done wrong before your eyes that we would allow such things to take place and begin to stand. God can turn the tide on this thing. Mm. He can turn the tide on this thing. Some of the things that I've seen, I mean, some of the things the Lord has shown me personally are pretty tragic. You know, physical battles coming to America, you know, physical attack. He's shown me, one particular commercial airline that was so much loss of life in America that this entire commercial airline was dedicated to the removal of corpses you know, in America somewhere. Some of the things that, you know, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, that he's hearing is the southwestern United States in Texas and those areas. And you think that's the southern border, so you're looking at people pouring over. If it's true what Kamal Saleem was talking about, over 500,000, you know, potential radical jihadists coming over to over the borders, they're going to come over in the southwest and the south of Texas on over to California. And it's like, you know, what are we going to do with this? It's time for us to wake up and begin to understand things like the U.S. Constitution. It's time for us to wake up to understand, you know, the Word of God. What does God say in His Word for us to do? And He says that He will, if we'll turn to Him, if we'll turn to Him, and we have to acknowledge what we've done, but if we'll turn to Him and we'll own our own sin and we'll just say, God, we want You. We want You to be the Lord of our life. He'll begin to transition us. It may be a rough, bumpy road because, you know, we've been hard-hearted and stiff-necked for quite some time, and He's been sending signals out and sending warnings out and some things that, you know, Rick Joyner is even hearing now that we're going to go through some of this stuff, some of this stuff. And when there's Shemitah the year, we're in the last part of the four blood moons, but it's going to end well. The question is, will you survive it? You know, will your business survive it? Will your family survive it? Will, you know, who will make it through this? Because these big shiftings, you know, sometimes you don't make it through. And the question is, if you don't, do you know where you would be? Mm-hmm. We shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You can go find out about them. But I just want to close out again, you know, like we do, just a moment of prayer. I want you to pray with us. And we're just going to pray in there. Dear Jesus, Lord, we love You.
Yes, Lord.
We acknowledge You. We ask You, Lord, to protect America and protect Israel, that You would awaken Your church in America, that You would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, Father God. We ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.